All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. You want to get high, but you got no dough. How do you get a high-end high on a budget? But low-end vodkas are good. Maybe low-end tequila doesn't get you hungover. Maybe low-end weed. We've got some pretty good tips so far tonight. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I'm going to look for that video right now and see if it's up there. Randy Wang last night got high as a kite. Let's see if it's up there. And you got to see this thing. It is truly an amazing video. Is it up there? No, I don't see it up there. What is it under? What do you put it under?
All right, well, it's not come up in the search yet. So if you just search for Nullus 34, N-U-L-L-U-S 34, that'll take you to 97.1's page on YouTube. And then the first video on there, you'll see.
Okay, so but you can also go to 971freefm.com.
You should be able to search on video.
All right, so if you go to YouTube, what do you put in YouTube in the search?
Put Nullus 34, N-U-L-L-U-S
34. N-U-L-L-U-S 34. What does that stand for?
That was the screen name of our old webmaster.
Okay. N-U-L-L-U-S 34?
Yeah.
All right.
The first search should be 97.1 KLSX's YouTube page.
Okay, yeah. And then you click on that, and it comes up, and it's the top video on the top left-hand side. So again, go to YouTube, crank up your computer, and go to YouTube, or write this down. You got a pen and a piece of paper? You're going to need it. This is a funny video. This is Randy Wang high last night playing an air piano and singing. It's great.
If you search Randy Wang high, it's there now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's under Randy High or Randy Wang High?
Put Randy Wang High.
Okay, Randy Wang High. This is going to be... Okay, it's up there. Fantastic. Randy Wang High. Go to YouTube. Randy Wang High. And it's real disturbing, man. It really is. I'm watching it right now in that apartment with that one picture on the wall. And you playing the piano, the air piano, and singing along. Dude, you should do that as a TV show. Randy Wang High. Got to go to YouTube and put in Randy Wang High. I'm not BSing you here, folks. We're not making any money off this. This is just for your entertainment. It's weird. It's funny, it's weird, and it's addictive, too. This is one of those things in YouTube might get like 5 million hits.
It could.
It's so goddamn weird. And you were so high doing it, too.
And I only had one bowl of Afghani Kush. You know what I think it was?
That water.
I think it was that alkaline water I was drinking, because I chugged a bunch of it last night, and then I only had one bowl, and I was higher than I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, if you didn't hear last night's show, a chick named Llama came on and gave us all a bottle of her alkaline water. And I didn't drink mine last night, but I drank it this morning, and I got a real weird feeling. It was cool. It was like a lot of oxygen in there. I got pretty high on that stuff. All right, let's go to Abel in Paramount. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey. Yeah, hello.
All right, how you doing?
Yeah, what was the question again?
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about, buddy. No, I'm just kidding.
I want to talk about that.
Okay. All right, Babu. Thanks for phoning. Gang, if I could ask you a huge favor. I know everybody seems like, this is such a casual show and a casual station. But if you could do us a huge favor, it's much more enjoyable for the audience if you don't use the F word and the S word on the air. Because then we got to dump it and the show sounds choppy, and people didn't understand what that guy was saying because he used the F word. So please, I'm not going to make a huge lecture. It's not going to be 20 minutes. It's going to take about 30 seconds here, okay? There's certain words we can't use on the air. The C word, the F word, the S word for poopies. The F word for having intercourse, can't use that one. The C word for describing your the wiener. The C word describing the woman's business. We can't use those words.
And so Tim?
Please, yes, ma'am.
The M word?
Hmm.
The MF word?
Oh, yeah. A lot of MFers, too. Yeah, you can't. You can use mother, but you can't use. You can't back it up to effer. All right. So please, please, for God's sakes, it's so much more enjoyable. It doesn't. Listen, for me, it's no problem. I just press a button and I dump it. But the show sounds much better when you're not using the words. Please, I know you're a very casual group. Please, no F word, no S word. Thank you, Fred in Upland. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Good evening, Tim.
What's
how you doing?
I'm a
first. I'm first time caller.
Good for you.
And I, you know, yeah, I love your pop.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I used to watch him on Carol Burnett for years and years and years.
Yeah, I looked at that too. I saw that.
And I'm McHale's Navy.
Oh yeah, back to the '60s. How old are you?
Oh yeah, I'm 44.
Yeah, okay, my age.
Yep. So, and my pop was in the Navy with Ernest Borgnine.
Really?
Yep. Wow. My dad served on the USS Wasp and the USS Arkansas.
Jesus Christ.
And he remembers Ernie. He called him Ernie. And Ernie was always doing this acting and stuff.
Yeah, I guess he was in the Navy for about 8 years.
Yep. So my dad joined the Navy in 1933.
Is your dad still alive?
No, my dad passed away in 99.
Oh, sorry to hear that. You know, Ernie is still, I think he's 91 or 92 now.
Yeah, and I'd like to get a hold of him and ask him if he remembers my pop.
Yeah,
my dad was a chief radio man on the USS Wasp.
Is that an aircraft carrier?
Yeah, oh. Essex class.
Jesus.
So, oh. But anyway, getting back to the question, the cheap liquor. Let's see. Back in the day, I remember there was Scotch by a vodka. You know, like, I think at Ralph's or Lucky's, and then we used to buy Lucky Lagers, the 24-pack for $3.
Yeah,
and then there was also Bourbon Deluxe.
Yeah, but when you talk about the Lucky Lager, I mean, talk about the hangover. I mean, that was like Old English 800.
Oh, no, no, not even. No, Lucky Lagers, that was cheap beer. I mean, but what was really cool about it is they had the puzzle in the cap. You take the cap off, you twist the cap off, and underneath the cap they had little puzzles. You know, like...
No. You had to take the cap off to get to those puzzles.
Right. No, yeah. They're little metal caps on the glass bottles, and you look at the bottom in the liner, and they had the I plus love you and whatever.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Those? Yeah, we used to buy, you know, case for, $6, you know.
Right.
And,
how about Crowley? Anything in the last 30 years or so?
I haven't seen Lucky Lagers in eons. And I remember at Fedmart, they used to sell Brown Derby beer. And then you'd go to Lucky's, and it was beer.
Yeah.
The white can said beer.
All right, Bobby. Yep. We thank you for calling, Fred. I'm sorry we're going to take a break here, but we do appreciate the call. All right, you want to get high, but you don't want to spend much money. You want to get that high-end high on a budget. We got breaking news. Is that what's going on?
Well, I just searched Randy Wang, and another video came up.
Uh-oh.
He claims he didn't post it, but if you search Randy Wang, you can see him also disturbingly lip-syncing to Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Okay. I just saw this. My little brother posted this video of me that I did for him like 3 weeks ago.
I got to check that out. All right. Randy Wang High. Go to YouTube. Randy Wang High. It'll be a treat you won't forget. For some time. Guarantee you that. All right, getting high on a budget. How do you do it? 520-9710. You want that high-end liquor, but you can't afford it anymore, but you don't want the low-end buzz. How do you get the high-end high on a budget? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Sing it, Randy.
I was not myself last night, couldn't set things right with apologies of flowers. That's the only lyric I know.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. One of the more disturbing videos you will see on YouTube, including all the suicides and the crashes and the, you know, the kids being abused, is Randy Wang high last night. After alkaline water and weed got him all crazy. And he recorded himself playing a piano, an air piano, and singing a song. And where's that song from again, dude?
It's from the 1974 rock opera, The Phantom of the Paradise.
Phantom of the Paradise. All right. And so far, well, let's refresh this. So far, you people have gone to see this thing, and 220 people have seen it in the last 10 minutes. So check it out. Go to YouTube. I guarantee you, you'll enjoy this one. And put in Randy Wang High. Randy Wang High. All right, getting high on a budget. What are the tips? 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Let's talk to, how about Gregory in El Monte? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, I want to let you know, when I was younger, I used to be in juvenile camp and stuff like that. And what we used to do, we used to go pick up the papers in Malibu. And we used to find, like, you know, trash and stuff like that. And I used to find a lot of, like, banana peelings and apple seeds and stuff like that. And the guys used to take them back. They used to dry them. And then they used to smoke them.
Oh, I see. So you were picking up, like, trash on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. Right. They would find like little bags of weed. They would find like old bottles of wine and stuff like that. But
what'd you do to get yourself in trouble?
When I was young, they found me. I broke into a house. It was an empty house.
Right.
And we went in there to go party and stuff like that.
And they arrested you for that?
Yeah. Well, the cops surrounded the pet because the neighbors had called the cops.
Oh man.
And you know, they made a big old thing about it. And plus, I was on probation already.
Oh, I see. All right.
had a wild adolescence.
I guess so. How old are you now?
I'm 39.
You got wife and kids?
Yeah, my kids are right here, right in front of me.
How old are the kids?
Right here. My son Anthony, he's 13.
Wow.
My son Adam is 10.
Good for you.
And then, I already got grandkids and everything.
Well, you got grandkids?
Yeah.
What do you got?
My oldest boy is 21, and I have a grandson that's 1 year old. Then I have another son, Gabriel, and he's 19. Then my daughter, Sabrina, she's 16. And then my son, Tom, he's 13.
How many kids you got?
I have 1, 2, 3, 7. Oh. I got 7. I have 4 of my own, and then my wife has 3. So I got 3 stepchildren, and I have 4 of my own.
How old? And you're 38?
I'm 39.
39.
I'm 40 next month.
Wait, you're 39 and you have a 19-year-old kid?
Yeah. Wow. I started having kids when I was like 15.
So once you got out of juvie, you started having kids?
Yeah. Yeah. One of the times I got out of juvie, I went to go live with my sister in Pomona, and then I hooked up with my kids and stuff like that.
Yeah. And that probably kept you out of trouble.
For a little while, and then I went to the joint. I called you earlier to tell you about when I got busted, and I went to the joint for stealing.
For how long?
And this last time I did 16 months.
Oh, for stealing what?
I was stealing Thomas guides. You know those map books?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I used to get those, and I used to sell them for like $10, $15 a whop. I would take them to like taxi places and a lot of the truck stops and stuff like that, and they buy them quick. Cost like about $40 each, so I would sell them for like $10, $15.
That's not bad. People still.
That was enough for me to, you know, support my habit and, you know, pay my rent.
Exactly. All right. Well, congratulations on the full house and the dog.
All right. Yeah, you hear Ginger in the background. All right. You have a good one, huh?
You take care of yourself.
All right. You too.
All right. There he goes, right. Gregory. Man, look at that guy. Turned his life around. Was in trouble as a kid, and then had 7 kids and flipped his life around. So that can happen, folks. You know, it's a long shot, but that could happen. And when you say $20 or $15 a WAP. It's actually $15 a pop. WAP is a slang term for Italian. All right, let's go to George in Mission Hills. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Conway, you're a stud.
Hey, get out of here, dude.
All right, so this is what you do, okay? You get your medical card, right?
Right.
For pot, you go to your local medical shop. You befriend the people there. And you get smoked out anytime you want.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, that's not a bad idea. I mean, can you smoke in those places?
Some of them.
I mean, it's like a liquor store. They don't like you drinking there, you know?
Well, when the neighbors don't mind and you have good relations with, your neighbors, no one really complains, then it's not a big problem, you know?
Yeah. Those guys, those stores have to be gold mines.
Depends. Some are, definitely. But others, there's actually compassion towards the patients, you know, when
I'm
it
sure
comes.
There
really is. There's a big difference.
No, I'm saying I'm sure there is, but when you see guys like Randy Wang walk in, you know, 23-year-old guy walk into a pot store, you know he's got nothing wrong with him.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But then again, why the hell do we need a license to smoke weed when alcohol is legal? And, I mean, the only reason alcohol is legal right now is because of the tax the government gets. Once we get a tax on weed, no one's going to give up.
Yeah, well, you know what? That could happen now. Instead of raising the effing sales tax on us again, I don't know if you saw that, but the governor is going to raise the sales tax by a point or a penny.
I heard 1%, right?
Yeah, but you know, it's not 1%; it's 1 penny, which is 17%. Because if you figure it's only 8, it was only 7 or 8. Now it's going to go to 9. Whenever you raise it by a penny, that's 17% more. Plus, if you earn over $40,000 in the state of California, you're paying 9% tax. So everything you buy, you're about 18% taxed on it. Everything.
Yeah, you get sticked one way or the other here.
Let me give you a quiz here, and I know the answer. It's only because I spent some time in Oregon. What do you think the sales tax rate is in Oregon? What do they pay in Oregon when it comes to sales tax?
I have no idea, but I'm guessing it's going to be below 8.25, which is California, right?
Right. Guess what it is?
Maybe 6 cents?
Close. You're off by 6 cents. Zero.
Really?
Yeah. There is no sales tax in Oregon. So when you go to buy a $50,000 car, it's $50,000. When you buy a $100,000 camper or motorhome, it's $100,000.
That doesn't sound too capitalist to me. I don't see how there's no sales tax in Oregon. Why doesn't everybody move to Oregon?
That's a great idea, dude. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling.
Good one.
All right, George. Thank you very much. All right, we'll come back with John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Check out Randy Wang on YouTube. Randy Wang High on YouTube. It's going to be a video you'll remember for quite some time. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark dream. Tell us me by the clamor now, baby, I'd like a tapestry. Now I've been smoking for so long, you know I'm here to stay. Got you in a stranglehold, baby, you best get out of the way. Party people unite. Johnny Jail, Johnny Jail. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. The two stars of the John and Jeff Show are with us, John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
Jimmy. What's up, big
stud? Look at you guys. One more night of John and Jeff, and then it's off to drinking all weekend, huh?
Little Jameson's at 4:05 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's when I hit it.
There you go. What's going on in the big show tonight, fellas?
You know, teachers don't make a lot of money, so I guess teachers during the summer... they have like a part-time job. One teacher in Texas is on the internet soliciting her services, and I guess the police catch her at a hotel.
Uh-oh. And out of the job?
She's been suspended, but she's quite attractive. But again, this is the reason why we got to pay teachers more money. But
Screw them. Let them be whores over the summer.
But imagine that. She's on one of these, MySpaces or Craigslist or whatever.
Right.
You know, she gets a bite from her ad and happens to be a police officer. And,
oh, God.
Oh, Why can't we just make this stuff legal? Then we don't have this problem.
Yes, make that legal. Well, George Carlin had a great line. He said, effing is legal and selling is legal. Why isn't selling effing legal? You know?
It should be legalized. Yeah.
That should be legalized. Pot should be legalized.
Right on.
Everything should be legalized.
Run for president, Tim.
Thank
I'll vote
you very
for
much.
You.
And then just tax the hell out of it. You know?
Bag it, tax it, regulate it.
Yeah,
there
like
you
if
go.
Like if you know, the whore tax could be even 10% and guys wouldn't mind paying it.
Are you kidding? They'll pay.
Listen, yeah. dinner and a date leading to sex, what is that?
It's got to be $150, $200.
So there's compensation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, although if you pay like $150 for a hooker and it's 10% tax, you'll easily pay that. Easily pay another $15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with no problem.
But if a woman receives something before she has sex, what's the difference between cash and a dinner?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You know, but then again, what are you going to do? You're going to start taxing dates? Because they're all whores, too? That's when you really piss off women.
But seriously, the police have a tough job, but really, is this where they should be spending their time?
No, they shouldn't be spending the time doing that, and they shouldn't be spending time giving me tickets in the Valley and then going to court and lying to the judge. That's what they also shouldn't be doing, either. And now I got a point on my license because I fought the ticket, and my car insurance is going to go up 38%. So just fighting that ticket and appearing in court and paying more insurance, the whole deal is going to cost me $3,800.
Ridiculous.
Because my insurance went up $1,200 a year.
You know, if you ask the judge when you lose, they can grant you traffic school.
Not this guy. This guy's real pissed. He just wanted...
filled with the anger?
No, he's like a 70-year-old guy, and he knows that there are judges on the Supreme Court that are younger than he is, and he's still trying to figure out who's jaywalking on Ventura Boulevard.
Right.
You know? So he can't be happy about that. So he looked at me and said, you know, you lost. Get out of here, you jackass. But my advice for you folks is don't fight the tickets. These cops will lie in court to the judge, and it happened to me twice. And then we took calls from people, and endless calls of people, of cops who just lie in court over the small crap like this, too. Mm.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because, you know, there's a lot of pressure to make more money. And so these judges are like, listen, in order to keep my job, I'm guilty, guilty,
yeah.
guilty,
I don't
guilty.
Mind paying the money. I just don't want to have a point on my license, but now I do.
Man.
So F both of them. All right, the John and Jeff Show coming up immediately. Here it is, the Tim Conway Jr. Show tomorrow, right after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM. Allison and Whittier, you're on 97.1.
Ignore me, they disrespected me.
Ignoring them, man, is disrespecting me.
Hey.
Yeah,
wait a minute. Hold on one second. I think you got very close. Listen to it again.
Ignore me, they disrespected me.
I'm staying with my original answer.
Even though I said it was wrong, right?
That's all I got.
Okay.
You're stupid.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling. I never understood that theory, man.